Well, it's coordinated by the three groups, the Informed Parents, the Gardasil Awareness Group and Regret, which would be the largest, it's nationwide, in relation to girls who pre-vaccination had no issues with their health and 2 years later their headaches, brain fog and their health declines, they have food related issues. So the consequences of that is that their school attendance is dropping and everybody is going to their doctors and being passed from consultant to consultant and nobody is able to come up with a resolution. So there's frustration out there, whether we're talking about Sligo Town where there'd be 6 to 8 girls that have serious issues, or in Leitrim there's 8 more. So within, say, North Roscommon, the Ocean FM catchment area, there'd be over 30 girls that has serious issues, that before vaccination they were perfectly healthy, and within a short period of time their health is declining, and it's called, the HSE call it a coincidence. We're not against the vaccine, we're against it being that it's investigated and investigated why these girls, some of these girls, have this reaction. Dr. Fraser is in here and just down the road from us, two buildings down, giving a presentation. And he claims in the Irish Times today that only 1 in 1 million girls is affected. Now, Dr. Kevin Connolly, the chief advisor to the HSE and the Department of Health, has come along and he has said that it's 3 in every 10,000. So someone has got their figures completely wrong. And Dr. Kevin Connolly was on the European Advisory Board. So what the product is this, what it says on the pack. If it is, it's revolutionary. But is it causing some girls serious health issues? So back as in life, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And in this case, what damage is it doing to a number of our girls? And is there anything going to be done about it? We have over 200 people here outside the Dáil, and we obviously the politicians at this on a Monday isn't available because we had no choice in the matter, because Dr. Fraser was coming on a Monday. But it's sad to think that, you know, there's so many girls out there suffering in silence and nobody wants to listen.
What do you hope can be achieved by today's protest?
Well, we hope that, given that we're coming into the local elections next year and the general election at any time, that people will turn this into a political issue, because up to now we have two girls that have collapsed. They have gone into seizures here today, which is shocking for the public. So, I mean, what are they going to do? I don't. All we can do is create awareness, because each one is suffering in silence.